Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
On the docket today, New York's favorite billionaire, John Catsimatidis. Will he take one more stab at running for mayor? I'm daring to ask him today. Shelley Goldberg, parenting expert, joins us to talk about messy play. Kristen B. Tate from The Hill will check in on the U.S. and Syria situation. And in the green room first, Greg Jarrett of Fox News.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough. McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Distinguished Chairman said there's no requirement that we have a vote, and so we, at this time we will not be having a vote.
All right, so when she came out and said that yesterday, that's Nancy Pelosi, by the way. Welcome, Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. We'll get into the debate. I mean, I just wanted to... Seriously, at one point in the night last night, I wanted to take a fork to my cranium. I was so tired of these guys. But we'll get to that later in the hour. I want to start with what I feel like is a much more important story, and that is the continuing non-impeachment and what basically Nancy Pelosi admits to in that soundbite. Play that one more time.
Distinguished Chairman said there's no requirement that we have a vote, and so we, at this time we will not be having a vote.
I just want you to understand what she just came back from. They just got back from a two-week break, right? The purpose that she gave the Democratic caucus the marching orders on was to go out and sell impeachment to the voters. Now she's coming back and she's like, no, we're not taking a vote. Now, she hadn't taken a vote before they left. But friends, she's coming back even less timid about taking a vote now. This continues to be a sham. It's a non-impeachment. He's not going to be impeached. If they even draw up articles, I'll be somewhat shocked at this point. It's just a total continuation of something that they started during the campaign and that has continued forth to this very day. And someone who's documented a great deal of it now with not one, but two, what I predict will be New York Times bestselling books, is Greg Jarrett. You may know him from his fine work on Fox. He, of course, is a senior legal analyst and anchor for the news network. And usually when he and I get together, he's the one asking the questions. Well, today, Mr. Jarrett, we're turning the tables here. But congratulations on Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. Greg Jarrett, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin, great to be back with you. Thanks for having me.
So let me get your take on impeachment and we'll work our way back to your book. But did you have the same reaction that I did when Nancy made that kind of feeble little admission yesterday that she's not going to take a vote on whether or not impeachment should officially become an inquiry or not?
Well, absolutely. I had the same reaction. In fact, I immediately wrote a column. It's on FoxNews.com, in which I say the latest Pelosi Schiff impeachment witch hunt is really a venomous affront to constitutional principles. Mm. This is a star chamber that she and Adam Schiff have now contrived. The remaining members of the House are left in the dark. No access to facts, documents, testimony. President Trump, American voters who placed him in office have no idea what's going on behind closed doors. And, you know, as I write, what is the purpose of electoral choice by the many if it can be reversed by the secret maneuvers of the few, or in this case, the two, Pelosi and Schiff? This is anathema to due process, which is a cherished right.
Well said, Greg Jarrett, as usual. He writes with very precise, pungent precision in a way that really drives home the point, but also very much helps you understand exactly what the issue is here. And I think one of the things that, and I don't know where it goes at this point, Greg, you're the legal guy. I'm more the prognosticator of how human behavior interacts. It seems like that impeachment has peaked too early for them to really make any good use of it. And it seems like the presidential field is going nowhere. I really do believe that Trump is going to have a very good year next year, barring no disastrous economic or world calamity outbreak. But it almost didn't happen. And you document this in your two books, your first best-selling book, The Russia Hoax. You kind of started down the trail. But in Witch Hunt, and forgive me, I have not completed it. I just got my copy. You really delve into this sinister cabal. You call part of it a malignant force. You talk about the pernicious lies that they invented in order to be able to stop this guy. Greg, what you just said about impeachment sounds just like a continuation of the same strategy being recycled again and again.
Yeah, this is the newest version of the old Russia witch hunt, that I guess we could call it the Ukrainian witch hunt. The first was ludicrous. This is twice as preposterous. And, you know, Americans are pretty smart. Most of them have taken a look at the transcript of the telephone conversation between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. And, you know, they have mostly reacted to say, well, what's the big deal here? And you know, the Department of Justice Criminal Division, these are the best prosecutors in our federal system, looked at the official record, and they unanimously concluded no crime, no campaign finance violation. This is typical diplomacy. And, you know, if there's no crime or high crime and misdemeanor, on what basis do you really impeach the president? This amorphous concept of an abuse of power, which is nowhere in the Constitution and defies any fixed definition. And Americans realize that this is exactly what the framers feared, that an opposing party would seek to remove a president because they hate him or dislike his policies. But politics is not a basis for impeachment.
Well, isn't though that, Greg, and you're a lawyer, so again, I keep coming back to that because you know the law better than I would deign to even pretend. But high crimes and misdemeanors in the context of the Constitution isn't a legal term. This is a political process, right? So it's basically whatever they can get a majority in that body to say it is.
Well, its foundation is legal. And in fact, the founders struggled with a variety of different approaches, and they settled on that one because it was the closest to a general phrase, treason, bribery, high crimes and misdemeanors, that mirrored the law. But it's true that legal scholars have spent, you know, the better part of two centuries debating the true meaning of it. And there are scholars who say, well, let's say that under certain circumstances, if you crane your neck just right and squint your eyes, we can say it's an abuse of power. But again, that's a very nebulous term. It risks being abused. And frankly, I blame Gerald Ford, not when he was president, but when, you know, he was a leader in the House. And in a conversation, he said, well, impeachment can mean anything the House wants it to mean on any given day. He was mangling the true intent and the commands of the impeachment clause in the Constitution and did great damage henceforth.
No, I agree. But we're dealing with people that are even less principled than Gerald Ford, in my opinion, now in the body of right. Nadler and Schiff and these guys. I mean, they literally will make stuff up. In fact, in the opening pages of this book, you actually indicate that you might believe that some of the Steele dossier wasn't even based on any type of source, that there's portions of it that sources might not exist on, that it might just be pure fiction that someone made up.
Oh, I think it is. You know, it's either paid for Russian disinformation that was originally commissioned by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC. That's a fact. It's documented. It's an admitted fact. And as I explain in the book, the hiring of Christopher Steele, this maladroit ex-British spy, to write this dossier, his first dossier, there are 17 memos that compose the full dossier, but his first one was written in the course of about 10 days. And if you read it, that's an impossibility. So it invites the question, it would take months working human sources and so forth. This is a guy who hadn't even been in Russia in more than a decade. It's as if he picked up the telephone, called the Kremlin, and they just fed him a bunch of disinformation, or he embellished or invented other things, you know, out of thin air.
Yeah.
And, you know, but One thing's for sure, the FBI spent, before the special counsel was ever appointed, spent 9 months creating a flow sheet trying to prove anything and everything in the dossier, and it ended up an empty flow sheet. They had nothing. They couldn't verify anything.
Well, that was one of the fundamental problems with it from the very beginning, and it's just one of the aspects that Greg highlights in his new book, which I, again, predict will be an instant bestseller, Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history, following on the heels of his last bestseller, The Russia Hoax. For those of you listening to the daily broadcast, we're going to continue on. Kristen B. Tate's up next, Shelley Goldberg, John Katzmatidis before we're done. But Greg and I are going to talk in the podcast at extended length beyond that. So go to soundcloud.com or iTunes to get the rest of this conversation. Kevin McCullough coming right back in New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code KMC.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best-priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I'm almost scared to open my next guest's microphone because, her Astros lorded it over the Yankees last night, and it's just been Depression City here in New York. But Kristen B. Tate's back with us. Are you actually in Houston right now?
I am, although I'm ashamed to admit it. The Astros, are those the baseball? Is that the baseball team?
Yeah, like you don't know. Like you're pretending like you don't know.
I don't follow sports.
Yeah.
It's
funny, though, I seem to remember when the Astros beat the Yankees a couple of years ago, you were all beaming then, too. So I can hear the giggle in your smile. You're trying to hide it, but it's still there. Anyway, hey,
moving. I enjoy the World Series. Once they get there, I start tuning in.
Well, they got a step closer last night, so we'll see. Hey, earlier today, the president said that in his press conference, he made the statement that U.S. has no business protecting Syrian land. Obviously, he's making a reference to his decision to pull people out. Kristen, this the pullout and the kind of the aftermath of what has happened to the Kurds has not been a particularly good look or week for the president. But I think it's begun to kind of pass, and I think that they've kind of settled everything there. How do you think this ends up impacting him going into 2020?
I mean, look, I know this issue has created a lot of odd political bedfellows. We're basically seeing the liberals team up with the war hawks, and it's very odd to me. But when it comes to Trump's base, Kevin, I think they are right there with Trump. He campaigned on this.
Yeah.
Trump's base is sick and tired of spending our time, money, and frankly, American lives trying to force peace on the rest of the world in places that have been, you know, embroiled in conflict for hundreds of years.
True.
I think this was the right move by Trump. Maybe he could have done it a little bit better, and we could have thought out the exit strategy a little better. But, you know, on a broader scale, this is something his voters definitely support.
Yeah. Well, and that's why I don't think it's going to really make much impact. And for all of the hand-wringing a week ago, I'm not seeing as much of it now, which is interesting. Let's move to, honestly, one of the most painful things I've ever had to experience, and that was reliving some of the highlights of last night's debate. Kristen, when you have, so there's this whole class on Twitter, right? So there's this talk show guy out in San Francisco named Ethan Behrman. He's always touting Beto as kind of like the dark horse. And he's like, you know, Beto's still in it. He's still in it to win it. He could still come from behind. He spent all this money. He's at like, what, 3%? You know, he had his little time in the sun. He's really faded. And I think this really, really aggressive, I'm going to send people to your house to take the guns that you're not going to voluntarily turn in. I think that finished him off last night. But am I dreaming? Does Beto still have a breath of a chance?
He was already finished off before last night. Beto is just saying the most radical things he can think of to try to get attention. The media loved him when he ran against Ted Cruz in Texas, but the media would have loved a ham sandwich that ran against Ted Cruz. So now that you're putting Beto up against these other liberals, he's no longer, you know, the favored left winger, and he's sad, and he doesn't understand why he's not getting the same glowing coverage. So at this point, I think he's just throwing things against the wall
right.
To see what sticks. But he's been done for weeks now.
Yeah, no,
he's never really a serious candidate.
That's been my assessment. Now, a lot of people are touting that Mayor Pete did well last night, but was it a big enough of a showing to even care? I mean, first of all, Kristen, I'm not even sure how many people watched the debate last night. To be candid, I think more people tune into the, you know, the internet channels to watch Trump rallies than they turned on CNN last night to watch Anderson Cooper hurl insults at the president and questions at the candidates. I mean, I don't know if there's anything they can now do to develop a general market interest in what their party has to offer. Bernie's done. Biden's fading. Mayor Pete's hanging out there. But Warren's the front runner, clearly. They all went after her. And I think that the policies are just too far for the American people. I think the American people say, nope, this is not where we're headed.
Yeah, you know, unless something really out of the blue happens, like I did read some reports that Bloomberg is considering getting in the race. If there's a moderate like that who throws their hat in the ring, then things will get really interesting because there really is no moderate right now who's a, you know, formidable candidate. But as things stand right now, you're absolutely right, Kevin. At this point, these people are all far left wing loons. We all know what they're going to say before they open their mouths. And at this point, it's looking like Warren's the front runner, not because she's some great candidate, but because she's the least bad of the bunch, at least right now. So we'll see.
Or she's happens, just outlasted them.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know. She may be just as bad as Bernie, but you know, Bernie's now a decrepit heart disease victim. Like, and everybody sees that. They always thought, you know, he's a little on the oldish side, but now they're reminded because he's had the incident. I mean, Biden, God bless him, he couldn't get out of his own way from the very beginning. And I don't know how you respond when your son goes on Good Morning America and basically says, yeah, well, I won't do anything bad ever again. I promise. If my dad's president, I promise I'll never do it again. I think most people heard that yesterday and went, well, wait a minute. If it was wrong for you to do it, if he's president, wouldn't it have been wrong for you to be doing it if he was vice president? I mean, ugh. You know, simple logic seems to be escaping the Democratic field.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think Biden was done before this story even broke, just because of his, you know, his gaffe. But this certainly doesn't help, especially because most Democratic voters probably didn't even know about the conflict of interest with his son Biden before Trump, got in the media over his call with the Ukrainian president, and
right.
That sort of brought this all to light. So it actually sort of backfired on the Democrats by having this scandal of Biden's be in the front page news. But again, I think his star was sort of already fading before this even broke.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, and I certainly don't think anybody learned anything new last night. And someone said to me on Twitter earlier today, they were like, because I responded to one of those, hey, Beto's the dark horse. I said, not based on what he did last night. And then some far lefty goes, well, what are we supposed to do, Kev? Pick only the candidates that you Republicans say we can. And my response was, no, dummy. If you think you can take my gun by sending your goon to my front doorstep to do it, God bless you. Go ahead and try. And I think that's where most Americans are at. You're not going to come take our Second Amendment. You're not going to take our legally owned firearms, especially from law-abiding people. That's just not going to happen. And that's kind of part and parcel of where the whole Democratic Party's at right now. Anyway, Kristen B. Tate, always good to have you.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com,
800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code KMC.
She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you with us. On Wednesdays, I love to set the newspaper down, the front page sections at least, just for a little bit so that we can spend some time focusing on one area that might help you become a better parent, might help me become a better parent. That means I'm not the one telling you how to be a better parent because I'm still working on it myself. Now, to help us with this endeavor is Shelley Goldberg, former parenting reporter for New York One, and she rejoins us. Shelley, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about messiness. We know that our politics are messy, Kevin, but life is messy. It's unpredictable. It's constantly changing. And I'm here to tell you that messiness has its place. It can be a good thing.
Really?
It can be worth, it can be worth the mess. Absolutely.
All right. So what makes it worth the mess?
Well, first let me tell you what I'm talking about, because I could see parents are questioning, what does she mean
exactly.
by messiness? Messiness, what does this woman mean? I'm talking about things that I think will be very familiar to you. Those mud pies, those, finger painting, having toilet paper roll across the living room floor, the Legos and the Matchbox cars all over the place. That's what I'm talking about.
Sounds like you're spying on my 5-year-old's room or my 7-year-old's room.
Ah, well, probably, maybe. But here's the point. See, those wonderful self-contained craft kits that we give as gifts and we get for our children,
right.
They have a place, and they're wonderful. But they give you all the pieces, Kevin. They give you the instructions, and you know what it's supposed to look like in the end. That's not life. It's a little too predictable. So messy play or unstructured play, that's another way of looking
gotcha.
At it.
Gotcha.
Has a wonderful purpose, and it gives kids some great, great gifts, like it encourages real creativity and imagination. It strengthens those wonderful problem-solving skills. It's great fun, and it's certainly going to build memories for you and your child. But it also ignites all the senses, Kevin. You know, touch and feel, you know, and smell. You're on steroids, you know, when you're involved in messy play. And there's even a lot of research that suggests when children are outdoors and they're playing in the dirt, that just by playing in the dirt, that has the potential to build immunity and strengthen immunity. So there might be a health benefit as well. So what can parents like you, Kevin, what can you do to make this a little easier, right? So you're not overwhelmed by all of this?
Yeah.
Well, here are some suggestions. First, have a designated messy area. One spot inside, and if you have a home, then an outside designated spot as well. Have some designated messy clothes. So that means your children know to get out of their wonderful, you know, clothes that you spent a fortune on and get into the messy clothes before they embark on this endeavor. You want to stock the right supplies. That means the bubbles, the finger paint, those huge, wonderful chalk, you know, the chalk that comes in the yellow, you know, when the kids
ride over the sidewalk. We've had a driveway or two covered in that.
Oh, that's wonderful. And sometimes just using, I think it's butcher paper, you know, the very...
Oh, yeah.
You can tape it to the wall, tape it to the floor. And another thing you can do is just ask other moms and dads. They will have great suggestions on how to help you manage the messiness. One mom suggested to me when my kids were small, she said, Shelley, just get a blanket. So when the kids have the Legos all over the place and the Matchbox cars at the end, pick up the blanket and just dump it into a plastic bin. Very simple. It made things a lot easier. And the last thing to know, Kevin, is that when kids embark on the messy and unstructured play, there's also a component here. They're also going to learn how to clean up, because that's part of the deal. So you're going to be teaching them how to organize the chaos at the end. They get to have all this great creative, unstructured, scientific play that leads to asking questions like what if and cause and effect. But in the end, they have to agree to help you and work together to restore law and order, you know, and they'll learn how to clean up.
I think that is some.
What's happened in your house?
Those are some great things. Well, you know, and it's more by the personality type of each child, right? So our oldest, the engineer guy, that's, you know, really rule following and very, you know, his room is pretty well kept all the time. Same with the baby; she doesn't like a big mess. But my middle guy, he just, every Lego set on earth is open and across his floor. In fact, his room looks like it's carpeted in Legos right now. That's as I left the house this morning. You can't walk in there barefooted. You will come out with, you know, cuts and scrapes because of it. But he lives in that stuff. He loves to get down in there. And what you were saying about igniting the imagination, he will build Lego sets out of he'll build new Lego sets out of Lego sets that weren't what he got. So he'll make Avengers characters, for example, out of the Star Wars characters, and he'll put the whole set together in his head. And he can do that because he's not following, quote, the rules at the time, which is very good. So I see the benefit of this. And friends, I hope that you do as well. In fact, if you'd like to listen again, go to the podcast page at SoundCloud.com or iTunes. Just search for Kevin McCullough Radio and search for The Parenting Express with Shelley Goldberg. Shelley, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, he is the Catman. Should he be mayor again in New York? Should he run for it? I think he should. We'll see. It's Kevin McCullough. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what you're in the middle of, right? It's that I've almost got a cold. I think I'm catching a cold. I think I got a cold kind of season. I hear it even in my own family. Oh, I got a drip last night. Well, did you really? You didn't have to. Now, I have to be careful how I say this, to who and when. I even heard one of the endorsers of Balance of Nature this week say, you know, I doubled my dose and I think I might be getting better. And I wanted to say, well, why didn't you quadruple it? And you wouldn't even have the cold anymore. But I didn't. I held back. You know why? I know the truth of the power of Balance of Nature. It's helped cure every seasonal act of bronchitis that I've gotten over the last 5 years. In fact, I don't get seasonal chronic bronchitis anymore. And while the sniffles may be going around the McCullough household because my kids and my bride sometimes don't want to take the fruits and veggies, guess what? I'm not afraid to get their colds because I am loaded with fruits and veggies. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're made up of just natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients, all of them working in your immune system, just keeping you nice and strong. Anyway, a daily dose has 10 servings of 31 fruits and veggies. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. You're going to have that prettier skin. You're going to have a lot more energy, but you'll have a better immune system helping to fight off and ward off that nasty fall cold. So get Balance of Nature and experience the difference for yourself. And right now, they've got 35% off plus free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Now, this offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Go 800-2468-751, balanceofnature.com. 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, or online at balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code KMC. Everywhere I go, oh, I stay, use it all, oh, oh,
always on my road, oh, I'm still New York. He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
If someone does not turn in an AR-15 or an AK-47, one of these weapons of war, or brings it out in public and brandishes it in an attempt to intimidate, as we saw when we were at Kent State recently, then that weapon will be taken from them. If they persist, there will be other consequences from law enforcement.
You know, that was Beto last night. I think he's totally lost his way in the Democratic primary. But my goodness, you're just now sounding like Stalin or Lenin or one of these guys. You're just saying, oh, I'm just going to take it. We're just going to take your gun, your legally owned guns. You know what, non-President Beto, you think that that's the way to do it, come knock on my door and see if you are able to take the weapon. I don't know that you're going to be able to. Anyway, last night, I think a lot of people dozed off, actually, in the middle of the Democratic debate. I know I did. John Catsimatidis, welcome back. What'd you make of that clown show on CNN last night?
Well, I came home. I had all intentions of watching it. I came home.
I feel a butt coming on here.
About 8:15, and I
right
sit
on time.
Down in my armchair, and I turn on the CNN,
right.
And I'm starting to watch. Well, the next thing I know, I opened my eyes, it was 12:15.
Don't feel bad. I think that happened to a lot of people.
A lot of people.
There were a lot of people coming at Elizabeth Warren last night. She's the new front runner, no?
She says she is. And look.
The polling seems to indicate
we watched Joe Biden's son. And look, I like Joe Biden as a person, and I can understand a little bit that it's his only son. He lost his wife. He lost his daughter. He lost his other son, and Hunter is his only child, and he's a tough child.
Right.
And I think he did a lot of things that were not, how do you say it in New York, kosher, and they weren't good. I mean, he even said sorts of lies. He says, well, the money didn't come to me. Well, of course, it went to the hedge fund that he owns, part of the hedge fund.
Right.
So it didn't go directly in his checking account, but it went into the hedge fund's checking account that he owns.
Right.
So,
the separation of distance is not much
there.
The
one thing an ex-president once taught me. And it was Bill Clinton that taught me that.
Okay.
And I said to President Clinton one time, we were talking, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I said to him, Mr. President, will they tell you? You know what his answer was? Not unless I specifically asked.
Hmm.
So the question is, did anybody specifically ask Hunter Biden? No. The money went into a hedge fund account that he owned part of it, and he could sign checks on it, so he controlled it.
But I think, John, that the average American. So let's just talk about Joe and Susie Lunchbucket for a second, okay? They're living in St. Louis, in the middle of the country. And they hear Hunter say, you know, well, if my dad gets elected president, I won't ever do it again. I think that those people.
After he denied doing it.
Joe and Susie, exactly. I think Joe and Susie Lunchbucket sit there and go, well, wait a minute. If he wouldn't do it when his dad becomes president, why was it okay to do it when he was vice president?
Well, as I reported, I think Joe Biden, he may fall off.
I think he's in a spiral right now.
As I reported on my show and on your show a couple of weeks ago, I think Mike Bloomberg is very, very serious.
He seems to be revving the engines.
If there's no middle-of-the-road Democrats or common-sense Democrats— then he will jump in and try to.
How does that change the dynamic, do you think? Does he take some votes away from, let's say, Warren's the nominee and Trump's the nominee? Does he take some from both? Where do you see his support coming from?
He might jump in as a Democrat.
Okay. So he might.
So he may try to take Joe Biden's position. And, you know, will they allow him to be a Democrat? Well, 100 million here and 100 million there. Sooner or later, people love him.
Solves a lot of problems. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Turkey, because even today, President Trump was a little bit under fire in his press conference, and he said, hey, it's not the U.S.'s job to defend Syrian land. Your reaction?
I love Donald Trump. I think he does a good job mostly, but I think he might be a little bit wrong on this one. I think that the American people and Congress voted against him bipartisan.
Yeah, big.
What was that, 370 to 40?
354 to 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I think he made a mistake on this one. He could have handled it a little bit better and not allow ISIS people to escape between all the confusion between Syria and the Kurds and the Turks. ISIS people just left.
Do we know that for certain? Because I know that the Assad
not
forces have now joined with the Kurds to give them the support they
not
were asking
all of
for.
Them, but a bunch of them.
Okay.
Did.
Well, we may rue the day that that happened for sure. Hey, is your friend Rudy Giuliani in trouble?
I would hope not. I think Rudy is a very smart guy. He was he got involved with the wrong people, it looks like, and those people were using foreign funds to make political contributions. Did he know? I don't know if he knew. I don't think he knew because he wouldn't have condoned it.
Yeah, the jury's out to find out the facts on that. Well, we covered a lot here, but stay with us if you're in New York City, because coming up at the top of the hour, John Catsimatidis and the Cats at Night broadcast will delve into a whole bunch of stuff. Former Congressman Israel is with us. Former New York GOP Chair Ed Cox is with us, along with various sundry other characters that will be joining us in and out over the hour. John, always good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Good seeing you. Thank you for having me on.
My final thoughts coming up next.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a corrective lens restriction on my driver's license for years and years, meaning that I have to drive with glasses. So my birthday came up and my license was going to expire on my birthday. So I went to the DMV, you know, to get that renewed, and I passed the eye exam without glasses. And the lady, she's just looking at me going, how does that even work? She goes, you
that
ate
really
the,
cool.
the whole thing. And I said, well, I started taking these supplements, and I started explaining it to her. And you know, I tell everybody about it. It's been a huge blessing for me, for sure. I'll be on this stuff for the rest of my life. It's amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, you've helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is right now. Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO, wants to give back to you for doing that, being part of that process. And that's why he's offering great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. I've got all of them. I love them. For example, Mike's offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillows. You can also pre-order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. And you'll get $10 off with promo code KMC and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code KMC or call 800-506-2641 for these great specials. That's 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your bank accounts, your 401k, your IRA? Yep, you heard me. Your 401k, IRA, and your bank accounts. Sounds scary, but it's already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts on what they can do by receiving the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into precious metals. So when the bail-in happens, you'll have peace of mind. Call Landmark Capital today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or go online to landmarkgold.com.
You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best-priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443.
What
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Thank you for being here. And thank you to Greg Jarrett, Kristen B. Tate, John Katsimatidis, Shelley Goldberg, everybody that's joined us in the last little while. And if you missed any part of it, go get the podcast, SoundCloud.com or iTunes. Look for Kevin McCullough Radio. And thank you for you pushed us past several milestones this year. But we've already surpassed the amount of downloads for the entire year of last year. Just in the first 10 months of this year. So thank you for continuing to tell your friends and continuing to follow us. And for those of you that are listening all over the world, we have, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people listening in London and Canada, in Israel, in the South Pacific, on the African continent. It's amazing to me how far these podcasts go, but just really grateful for each one and that you find the information helpful and that you're telling your friends. It's the Kevin McCullough Radio Podcast Universe. You can find it on SoundCloud.com/KMC Radio or on iTunes. You can just search Kevin McCullough Radio and you'll find it there as well. All right. So last night, I just couldn't handle it anymore. Kamala and Warren, watch.
When I called on Twitter to suspend Donald Trump's account, that you did not agree, and I would urge you to join me, because here we have Donald Trump.
This is a real debate, by the way.
Who has 65 million Twitter followers.
65 million.
And is using that platform as the president of the United States to openly intimidate witnesses, to threaten witnesses,
says
to
who?
Obstruct
where?
Justice.
When?
And he and his account should be taken down.
Oh, because you said so?
We saw in El Paso.
Because
that
Kamala
shooter
said so.
In his manifesto was informed by how Donald Trump uses that platform. And this is a matter of corporate responsibility. Twitter should be held accountable and shut down that site. It is a matter of safety and corporate accountability.
Thank you. Senator Warren, you can respond.
So, look, I don't just want to push Donald Trump off Twitter. I want to push him out of the White House. That's our job.
So join
but
me,
the way,
join
but
me
the,
in saying that his Twitter account should be shut down.
Here's the thing.
She in one soundbite linked him to terrorism, declared herself ruler and righteous lord over all things that Twitter should or should not approve to go on, and acts like she's some sort of tyrant. Imagine if that woman became president, which she never will, because Kamala Harris doesn't know really what's up from down. Sadly, Elizabeth Warren knows barely a bit more, but that's about it, friends. The president is in no danger. Last night was affirmation. Impeachment's nearly done. They're nearly done. Now let's go get something done. I'm Kevin McCullough. See you next time.